basically says, look, the Lord has blessed these people and they cannot be cursed. And then Balaam proceeds to release a blessing on Israel instead of a curse. He begins to prophesy a powerful blessing. And when he's done, King Balak's like, I hired you to curse these people and now you've blessed them. Then he goes, okay, I'll tell you what. Let me take you into another location where you can look out over their camp and let's see if we can get you to curse them from there. So he takes them to another location. They do the same thing. They do all these sacrifices. Balaam goes out again to get a word.